Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. What's happening? What's happening, baby? I was just watching three or four different samplings of newscasts to make sure that what I'm saying agrees, because, you know, I'm all about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Ken Kessler will attest to that on a stack of Bibles.
We all know that when you watch the news, it's the whole truth.
Oh, yes, exactly right.
Brian Williams will tell you that.
I at least believe the snowfall totals, and that seems to be the lead story with all of them. I jumping back. It's Brian Williams or the snow. That's it. Now, Kenny, did we find out whether SpaceX actually launched this morning?
It's scheduled to launch at 6.05 p.m.
Oh, tonight. Right. Ah, I read it wrong. I thought it was 6.05 in the morning. So tonight, this research satellite is going up. Let's see. What else is going on?
That's why he watches Falcon 9 news.
Right.
To get it right. So that we know that the launch is at 6.05 p.m.
So what they're going to do, the SpaceX is going to try to do what they didn't do the first time, and that's come back and land on that platform, which is out east of Cape Canaveral. They went into the ocean with it last time. So because the rockets are reusable, like the big tanks that they had on the shuttles, so this will save them a lot of money.
And now, is this another vehicle that they're sending up, or have they turned around the same one so quickly that they can send it up a month later?
They only have one, I think. One of them, didn't they lose one? And they had one. Don't I remember that they lost one?
I don't remember that.
One of a kind was lost. It may have been not the same as this one, but they're, you know, these things are pretty expensive to make. Kind of a couple of in the garage as spares. I don't think that's going to work. Situation with robots in our country. Earlier this week, we were talking about robots being used to the McDonald's people. We've said this off and on, but now there was a robot that was actually invented that's going to be able to do everything in a fast food restaurant. No more human hands. The robot can take the hamburger out of the box, stick it in the heater, take it out of the heater, put it on the bun, put the lettuce, the tomatoes, the onions on the bun, put it in a wrapper, and stick it up on the shelf.
That's what you get when you demand $20 per hour minimum wage.
And that's
robots take your jobs.
You have done nothing but bring this on yourself.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good luck to you. Anyway, so with that in mind, a lot of manufacturers are accelerating their use of robots in many of our factories, and they say they're going to use them because they're cheaper and perform tasks regularly and better. Because if you had a bad night, let's say you have a fight with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your wife or your husband or your children or whomever it is, and you take that to work with you, you're going to miss something. You're going to be distracted. You're not going to do a good job. Guess what? Robots don't have spouses. They don't give a damn about anything except what the button that is pushed tells them to do. So this is going to, you know, we talked also about the accuracy of the report on unemployment. The government says 5.4% or 5.6%, whatever it is, that's a bold-faced line of baloney. It's twice that, because the people that they don't report are the ones who are off the dole and they haven't found a job. Right, they just give up. Okay, so anyway, what happens to the this is the takeaway from this for me. Anyway, if there are more robots that are coming to be used in factories over the next 5-10 years, because they're cheaper, they're more accurate, they do a better job, what happens to the unemployment numbers? The development is expected to boost productivity. Go ahead. Illegal immigrant jobs? Is that what this is?
Put them out of business? That this would create manufacturing jobs, better jobs.
How so?
You would hope that the robots that need to be made to run these baseline jobs at McDonald's would then create new jobs that those people at McDonald's would be able to get manufacturing the robots, which would be a better job, a better paying job, and skills learned. Yeah. I just heard a report on the way in this morning about a Nissan factory in, I think it was Tennessee, where they have two types of employees at this factory. They have United States citizens who are union employees making $25 an hour, and then they have temporary guest workers who make $15 an hour. And of the 8,000 people that work at this factory, I think 30% of them are the guest workers.
Really?
And, I mean, it's a great job. Everybody wants to be on it. But the temp job is 30% of the workers at this place. So if you think about robots and guest workers and the amount of jobs they got, and you look at our unemployment numbers, it boggles the mind. But bottom line is companies are looking for the bottom line, the best way to be able to get the job done without the high expense.
The founder of Groupon, another familiar name in American business, says that the idea was stupid. He says this was a stupid, boring idea.
For Groupon?
That just happened to resonate. This fellow, Andrew Mason, was kicked out of Groupon a year or so ago after he transformed the company, which is pretty much a social, it's a social discount service. Would you say that's an adequate way of describing it?
Yes.
Social discount, or discount social service, one or the other, put your modifiers where they're not misplaced. Groupon had a value of $13 billion
before crazy.
This guy screwed it all up. Now, it just seems like, I had a relationship with Groupon. It was awful. Living Social was great. Groupon was terrible on the farm. Awful, awful, awful. So that's that story. In a moment, the American sniper and post-traumatic stress disorder in our focus with Sergeant Stephanie Shannon. She's up next here on Good Day.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
As usual, the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you in part by BuzzBox Coffee. Only one thing better than enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee yourself, and that's giving BuzzBox Coffee as a special gift to a family member or a loved one for Valentine's Day this weekend. It's easy. All you got to do is call 866-456-7805, or you can go to DougSteffen.com, click on the BuzzBox, and then just select Give BuzzBox at the top of the page. Choose any roast or style you want, whole bean, specific grind. You can make your gift to 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12 shipments. If you love coffee, why not give your coffee lover a Valentine's Day gift that you will know, because of your experience, that they will love? BuzzBox Coffee. It is the best. 866-456-7805, or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox Coffee and select Give BuzzBox. Joining us now is promised Sergeant Stephanie Shannon, who is the author of Battling the Storm Within, story of her living 20 years as an undiagnosed sufferer of PTSD. Sergeant Shannon, thank you for being with us. We called you, I think. You didn't call us, right?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
the movie American Sniper, the Bradley Cooper movie that's done so well, produced by Clint Eastwood. How accurate is that in terms of his story and of the story of those who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder?
I think it's a realistic depiction of maybe someone that has experienced combat trauma and have been disconnected from their family. I think the reality is most veterans do not have a supportive spouse. Most of them struggle with addictions and other issues. As we know, there's 22 veterans that commit suicide every day. So to me, he was pretty functional. For all the skills he had and the tours he had, I was like, wow, he's pretty solid.
Well, I think that's part of the story. For those of you who don't know the story of the American Sniper, he is on duty four tours in Iraq, comes home to his family, and he can't leave the war behind him. And that's basically what the movie's about.
What happens in combat, what I call is a moral injury. When you join the military, when I joined and I served in Desert Storm, I prayed to God I would never have to kill anyone. You know, I had my M16 live ammo. And then when you get put into that position, what happens, you become numb. You know, from the moral injury where you had as a civilian, very concerned about people, but you feel like, you know, I signed up for this. I vowed to serve my country, so it's my duty. I have to kill if I'm put in that situation. So I think that's what it is. It's a psychological disorder that happens, and it's hard for the veteran or the person that experiences to communicate to others, I need help. This is what's going on inside of me.
Why do you think this is so much in focus now? Do you think that our wars are different? Let's say World War II, Korea, Vietnam. How much of a problem was post-traumatic stress disorder, or was it just not recognized? It was ignored?
I believe it just was not an issue because you have to communicate. When I came back, I tried to communicate my feelings, but they said I was too functional. I went to school, got a bachelor's degree, worked as a social worker, but I was like, I'm depressed, suicidal, I'm stressed out. But you don't look like it. So I think the difficult thing is the communication, and also the VA and the military system was not as developed as now. So I'm connected to a lot of veterans, Vietnam veterans, great guys, and they still struggle with it. So I just think it wasn't the awareness and the treatment available.
So, tell us your story quickly. What's your life like now? What's going on with you?
Well, actually, it's a lot better because I experienced trauma I didn't know. I was wounded. I had a psychological wound. I came back and just did what I did as a civilian and worked and went to school. And, you know, but I was dysfunctional. I was estranged from my family. I had anxiety disorders. And when I did go to the VA, they denied me. They said they couldn't find my records. And so those frustrations, too, that a lot of veterans have is just accessing the VA system, which needs to be reformed. For all those years, I was undiagnosed, and I knew something was wrong with me. I had civilian doctors went in, too. I was taken off my job, a stress leave in 2008. I entered the VA system in 2010 here in Michigan, Ann Arbor VA, and it turned my whole life around. You know, so I had to do the work. Yeah, I had to dig in there and deal with that pain.
You had to do it. You had to take the initiative yourself. So that may be the advice to those who have it. You got to keep pushing the VA because they're not going to do their job. Sergeant Stephanie Shannon, the book is called Battling the Storm Within, her story of 20 years undiagnosed with PTSD. Thank you, ma'am.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our video of the day today comes from the people at Cinefix. Why don't you, Kenny, explain what Cinefix is before we play the audio from this video? It's very good. I always say the same thing. The reason it's in the video of the day box at DougSteffen.com is because it's very compelling video. Having said that, sometimes it's cool to listen to the audio, but we first need to know what Cinefix is.
They're a group of people on YouTube who really love movies, and they post all kinds of movie-related videos.
All right, so in order to get you ready for the Academy Awards that are a week from this Sunday, the folks at Cinefix have put together a quick video of some of this year's Oscar-nominated films, with the clips being performed by children. So here's the audio from it. We'll play a little of this as a teaser, but you really have to see the whole thing at DougSteffen.com.
Chris, I need you here. Even when you're home, it's like you're not there. Emotionally, you're still gone. It's like there's a war going on in your head. Do you even hear me talking? Chris? Chris! Chris!
What? Huh? BRB. Gotta go to Iraq.
American Sniper.
This thing's plastic.
Graham Budapest Hotel.
You freed me from jail. I owe you my life. That's what Lobby Boy is.
All right, so you
got
to see this sort of for it to work. It's
pretty
cute, right? It sounds cute.
Oh, well,
so video of the day. Check it out at DougSteffen.com. A lot of people are talking about Kanye West and what a jerk he is, having gone up on the stage, and then he went on the red carpet going out. He does his usual shot in the dark.
I just know that the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't going to play with them no more. Dallas, Beyonce Video, and Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce. And at this point, we tired of it.
You're a jerk.
Wow.
Yeah. The president called him a jackass, I think, once, didn't he?
He did.
The attitude. Val Kilmer has been released from the hospital. He was in for 2 weeks, and nobody knows why. UCLA Medical Center. Say that again, Doug. See, I told you, I can't do it. Yesterday I couldn't do consonants. Today I can't do vowels. Tomorrow,
tomorrow's going to be a trip.
Punctuation. Yeah. Anyway, the UCLA Medical Center is where he has been in Santa Monica for the past couple of weeks. He was shooting down a report. He had undergone emergency surgery because of a tumor in his throat, taken by ambulance from his home in Malibu on January 26th. And he had tests for a lot of different things. He insisted on Facebook, though, there was no tumor or tumor surgery, that his health is his business. And you know what? He's right. Absolutely 100% correct. It is nobody else's business. We have these TMZers all over the place with their cameras acting like clowns, and they're always trying to do the gotcha thing. I don't actually know. The thing that is fascinating about the TMZ culture is that they do seem to be everywhere.
They are everywhere. I was thinking
they
about
are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Who everywhere.
We were listening to that one celebrity who said, I didn't know about this until TMZ told me.
Yeah, right. They are everywhere. The guy's name is what? Harvey Levin?
Harvey Levin, yeah.
He's a smart cookie. Very smart.
Sure is.
They are all over the place. All right, let's see here. I was looking at how the Grammys have affected some of the winners on Pandora. Let's see, Brandi Clark, who was nominated for a Grammy Award, didn't get one. Had a, 3,763% increase in ads for her.
You even get nominated on the Grammys and your record sales, bam.
Spotify jumped 34% on her stuff, her streams. Isn't that amazing?
Good for her.
It really is. Yeah,
yeah,
it is good for her. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention construction pros. IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right. Two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando tomorrow through Friday. Go to IronPlanet.com. The three-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and do guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business. It'll all be sold tomorrow through Friday. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com to file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Nothing but important information here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're serious about the news. Not much else. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to tell you how to keep from getting cancer. I came across online today the 8 ways you
Where
know.
Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah. Well, that'd be a good question. When did your cancer develop? How long did it take? Did anybody tell you when you, Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler here on the Good Day program with me, did they ever tell you when it actually developed or how it developed?
No.
Some research
with,
on that?
With lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma. They don't know what starts it or what causes it.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that I was working out vigorously 2 to 3 weeks before, and it wasn't until the week before I went into the hospital that I actually noticed anything, and that was because the tumor was pushing my jugular and clotting it up and making me really tired. Listen to your body. If something's wrong, go check
Always.
It out.
And it's your body. It's your responsibility. It's nobody else's, and you can't blame...
Nobody else would have noticed anything.
No. You've got to know your body. You have to. That's why I have a couple of physicals a year. Look at the blood work thoroughly to know exactly what's going on in your body. And even then, you may not know everything, but at least you got a fast start on it one way or another. There's a. I was listening to an excerpt of a... I have a Sirius in the car that I'm driving. So I listened to one of the talk programs debating whether the climate change reality, and this isn't me saying this because I don't believe that it is as bad. I think that we affect the atmosphere with what we do and how we live our lives. I don't think there's any question that fossil fuels, they go up in the atmosphere, they take their toll. But I don't think it's changing things as dramatically as just the planet goes through its changes periodically. We're so naive and we're so narcissistic. We think this stuff is all about us. The Earth is 4.5 billion years old, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And humans have been on the planet for less than 1 million years, or what seems to be humankind. So to always put our face on it is really kind of
And we really have already been able to manufacture and create.
Since the Industrial Revolution of the 1800s.
Right.
That's
late 1800s.
Yeah. So it's 150, 160 million.
Big farming, all of the things that we think today affect the environment. And they do.
Yeah, to a point.
Sure.
So climate change responsible for 6 feet of snow on my farm. I'll have to remember that. Anyway, this debate on Sirius was a couple of people that were, I think it was on Sirius. I don't remember what I was listening to. I was just flipping around as I was driving. The debate was between two people. It was the usual stuff. It was very predictable. So I find those not to be stimulating conversations, but I do think it's interesting to just look at the pictures of people shoveling out their cars. I saw a picture of a truck in my hometown that had the plow was 6 feet tall and the driver couldn't see what was on the side of the road. And he literally, he ripped the side of a car that was under the snow off. You know, so who's going to pay for that?
Yeah,
you and me, the taxpayers of the town of Framingham. I had a conversation yesterday, driving on the road as I am, 12 hours or so a day. I'm on the phone all the time, and I'm calling my friends and people that I do business with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the fellows I talked to yesterday was a very good friend of mine who is in the oil business. He's in the exploration business. He's in the hedge business. He's in the futures business. He pumps it out of the ground. He's all over it. He says, and this is counter to what Citigroup said yesterday. He says that the price of gas is going to go up 60 cents between now and summertime, and that by the end of 2016, the price of a barrel of oil will be $200. It will not stay there. It will go up and down. There is such a flux now in the supply of petroleum that we have that it's going to make predicting how much it's going to cost you to buy a plane ticket, to pay for something to be shipped. And that's what will the people that are charging you based on fuel costs will make a killing. I mean, if you're in business, you do what you do to make some money. And so where the airlines have got that fuel tax or surcharge, and shippers have the surcharge, and others, I mean, everything is dependent on it being shipped. So everything's dependent on petroleum. But if it goes up to, it's down to, I paid $1.99 for gas yesterday. The cost of diesel here is about $2.49, I think I saw on the pilot truck stop. So that's great for the people who are so dependent on having petroleum to run their business. What happens when it goes up? Well, it kind of screws up the whole economy, or you learn how to digest it. We're so funny here in America. SUVs are selling like hotcakes because gas is cheap. The guys who are making the General Motors SUVs and the Ford SUVs and the Chrysler FUs, they're just selling like there's no tomorrow. As soon as the gasoline goes back up,
everybody will be selling them.
$3, they'll sell them or they'll stop buying them. The price of a used Rover, I was looking at a used little Rover, and the prices have, because they changed the model and stuff, the prices have gone way, way down. But I'm guessing they'll go up because people want them now. They're more comfortable. Whatever it is, they're safer. But it really is amazing to see how people are so easily psyched out. People are so funny. All right, before we get to Dr. Jack, I have an important overview of one of America's most favorite products. Ladies and gentlemen, the story of popcorn.
No.
Are you ready? How much popcorn do you eat, Richie?
Nothing.
Never
Nada.
Eat popcorn.
Right. When I go to the movies, that's it.
Yeah. How about Kenny? You eat popcorn at home or just at the movies?
We have it at home, but it's, you know, if it's once a month, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Americans are eating the average American, not the average American, but the average amount of popcorn that is consumed in our country is about 17 billion quarts. To use a translation that you can understand how much is that, that would fill the Empire State Building 18 times.
Mm.
That's how much popcorn Americans eat. Nebraska produces 250 million pounds of popcorn a year. You have to grow a particular type of corn for popcorn. It is the official snack of Illinois. They have an annual popcorn day there. American Diabetic Association says that popcorn can be exchanged for bread for people on weight control diets. Unpopped popcorn could not be stored in the refrigerator. Refrigerator will dry out the moisture in the kernels. And
here's the problem.
Yes, Rich.
Those microwave bags.
Yeah, those are bad.
And the chemicals inside them and the leaching that goes on.
You don't want to use that.
The stuff. Yeah. Get the stovetop Jiffy Pop popcorn stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They still make Jiffy Pop?
I think they do, sure.
Do they really?
Sure.
That was when I was a kid. We used to get it and put it on the stove, and I'd always forget it and burn it.
Yeah, everybody does that. That's part of the experience. Oh, ConAgra Food Zones.
Jimmy Bob. Hello. Two tablespoons of unpopped kernels produce a quart of popcorn. And the average quart of popcorn, the next time you buy a bag of popcorn, look and see how much you're paying. I was trying to remember, we bought four bags of it the other day, and I did. And I'm trying to remember how much it was.
I have Jiffy Pop right here if you want the.
Yeah.
Total fat, 7 grams per serving. There's about 4 cups. This is for 4 cups.
Yeah.
Grams of fat.
Yeah.
19 carbohydrates, 3 grams of fiber, 0 sugar.
When you eat a cup of, when you eat a bag full of popcorn, usually it comes from 1 cup, 1,600 kernels are in that average bag. 1,600 pieces of popcorn that have been in there, and it costs about 25 cents a bag to make it. And I'm betting that those bags sell for, I don't remember, I think it was $2.50, $2.95, something like that, or maybe even more when they put cheeses on it and they put other stuff. So you get every flavor that there is, caramelized popcorn.
Butter. What is that butter? What is that butter that's in that bag?
It's not butter. It's you don't want to know what that is. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a moment. He's going to help you understand what to do to keep your body from getting into a problem with cancer. Richie says, why did this happen 3 years ago? I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it 3 years ago, but I think about it now, mostly because of what happened to you. Stand by for Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey,
Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts. Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen.
Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel. Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
Use what are my...
Yes, my powerful medical friends is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. There's a special deal on this because Jack has recrafted the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. This has been something that's been in print for quite a while, and it has all of the things that nobody else will print or say. God love. Yeah, that's why he's here.
We push the line.
Yeah, right. That's okay. We need to push the line. Well, you probably heard us talking about the fact that we strongly believe, I do, Richie does, Kenny does, the people on my program, and I know you do, and the doctors, there are four doctors who participate in this program one way or another. And, you know, the essence of your body and your health is your responsibility. It's not Jack's. It's not any other doctor you may have. If you're smart enough to go to people like Jack to get yourself tweaked, Jack is one of the brilliant Nuka chiropractors, very, very, very specialized, work on your neck. And this kind of chiropractic fixes all kinds of problems. I can hardly wait to get to you as soon as I can to have you do a little twisting and turning.
I have an open room just sitting here. It says Doug's room. Just waiting
there
for you.
My room. Okay. All right. So the Forbidden Doctor, you have a special thing going on. Tell
everybody
what it's about.
Today is the last day to sign up for the pre-launch. You get a very nice gift in return for doing so. You just go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, leave your email. It's totally free. Your email is not shared or given to anybody else. Mm-hmm. You can opt out anytime you want to. But I think the information you get, these are verbal podcasts, of course. They're recordings of Mary and I talking about these various cutting-edge subjects. And at the end of the podcast is an entire transcript, if you'd rather read it than listen to it, and several benefits and options available to you.
All right. ForbiddenDoctor.com,
yes,
or JackStockwell.com. Easier to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yes. Right now it's better to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yep. Okay. So I noticed there was a new breast cancer drug approved by the FDA. I thought it would make sense for us to spend a few minutes talking about, and never mind breast cancer as an entity, but cancer in general. How do you keep from getting cancer? I saw this... I was looking yesterday for something on my iPad, and this article on the 8 ways you know you have cancer and will die came up. I thought to myself, my God, who's going to read that?
Yeah.
But isn't it better for us to focus on how you keep from getting it? So how do you keep from getting cancer?
Well, if you're looking at financial things, you can't understand it without looking at history. If you're looking at political things, you can't understand it without looking at history. And it's the same thing with health. When you look at cancer, 100 years ago, it was on the bottom of the top 10 killers. Heart disease wasn't even listed, and cancer was dated down at the bottom of the top 10. Today, look where heart disease and cancer is. So if you look historically over the last several decades, what has happened as you look at a graph of the last 100 years in the rise of heart disease, the rise in cancer, the rise in autoimmune diseases, and you can't escape the change in the American diet, or the Western diet, for that matter. When we have moved away from
fats.
Food to non-foods,
mm-hmm.
we eat the wrong fats. If we ate the fats we were eating 100 years ago, you wouldn't see this stuff going on.
Yep.
But the fats, the vegetable
fats...
There
was very little cancer in the 19th century, very little cancer.
Very little.
Early part of it. As much as people smoked, a lot more people smoked. Back then, but they somehow or other didn't end up as cancer.
But they had healthy. Well, they had healthy immune systems.
Yeah.
The healthier the immune system, the better off you are. And enzymes, live enzymes, the little Pac-Mans of the system that are constantly going through eating debris, eating things that are not supposed to be there, and destroying them. The macrophages, the phagocytic action inside the system, the little Pac-Mans. The foods that we eat today do not stimulate the formation of those enzymes, and the foods we eat had those enzymes removed in trading for shelf life in the grocery stores. So if it's a box, a bag, or a can, or it's been processed more than once or twice from its original form, you're asking for trouble. And when I was listening to what Rich was saying there earlier about the jugular compression because of the swelling of the lymph,
yeah.
This is the perfect time to talk about some very powerful enzymes that are necessary in the sense of cancer prevention. That's part of what the Forbidden Doctor is all about. That is coming at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
All right. So don't forget, this is the last day to sign up for the special arrangement. The information you get from Jack is like no other newsletter that you've ever signed up for, and it won't cost you anything. So go to ForbiddenDoctor.com to sign up. Dr. Jack Stockwell, always wishing him the very best. He and his wife, Mary, and his family, good people. So hold a good thought for all the good people in the world. It's 51 after the hour. You are welcome, sir.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You smile whenever you're sad, carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches, build you a fire if the furnace breaks. So it could be so nice.
Hi. 53 after the hour, movie moments time. We start with movie music. Adam Sandler from the number one movie during this week in 1998. So Chuck and Kenny and Richie and I are going to present to you three clips from this movie. You figure out what the name of it is, and you'll qualify for our latest vacation, which is an all-expense paid trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. You'll have a cool time there. So if you want to qualify, you'll dial us at 888-302-3684 if you can identify the movie from which this sound
comes from.
Bonus points if you can tell us whose guitar he is playing. There's a rock star on the plane, and he borrows his guitar. And if you can tell us who that is, bonus points.
He's going to know that beside you. 888-302-36. Everybody will know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know it. I don't remember this movie, actually. And I do kind of like Adam Sandler. All right, what's the next clip, Richie?
The next clip is this.
Do you have any experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
Uh-huh. All right. Name of the movie. Chuck, you remember this movie, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Good movie. All right, last clip, last
hey,
chance.
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
right. 888-302-3684. We'll figure out what the movie is and qualify somebody for our latest trip in just a moment here on Good Day.
Okay.
All right, Richie.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Don't forget the Iron Planet auction that's going on in Orlando, Florida this week. Anybody who's involved in construction, this is the place for you to buy your equipment. It goes tomorrow through Friday. Go to ironplanet.com, the leader for online auctions of heavy construction equipment, farm equipment, that sort of thing. These people have sold $4 billion.
I've been to that Orlando auction.
Oh, my God.
Massive.
1,500 items are there from all over the country. So if you're in the construction business, you're looking for equipment, this is the place to go. The auctions go without a reserve price. So buy what you need live at the auction or online, ironplanet.com. All right, let's see if we've got, it looks to me like this was fairly much in the bank. Casey, how are you doing? Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm happy to have you asked me. All right, so Casey, what do you think this movie is, Adam Sandler's movie?
I think it's The Wedding Singer.
You think it's The Wedding?
The Wedding Singer.
No, it's not The Wedding Singer. Good guess, though.
Yes, it is.
No, yes, it is. What am I talking about? I'm thinking the movie was Grow Old With You. That's the name of the song from The Wedding Singer.
Correct.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so you qualify.
Casey, do you know whose guitar he's playing on that?
I do not.
All right, so go ahead. Tell everybody.
Billy
Idol's good. All right. And he was on the plane with him.
He was on the plane, yeah.
All right, okay. All right, Casey, congratulations. You qualified for our next drawing for a vacation to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Hold on a second. We'll make sure we get all the information from you as Chucker brings us up to date on movie news.
This is good news for superhero fans. Sony Pictures and Marvel Entertainment announced they formed a partnership in which Marvel, for the most part, will creatively control the next, the Spider-Man character, Spider-Man, which will be recast. Andrew Garfield played him in the last two films, which were sort of ho-hum, will be first seen in a Marvel movie and then they'll do a standalone Spider-Man movie, which will be released in July of 2017. If you like superhero movies, that's really good news. Doug, I got a chance to see Warner Brothers and the Wachowskis' $205 million sci-fi epic Jupiter Ascending over the weekend, and it truly is one of the biggest creative bombs I've seen in the last 20 years.
When it took in like $13, $14 million. Tatum Channing doesn't work in that kind of a role.
It sort of makes Battlefield Earth look good.
Yeah, well, seeing the trailer, it looked awful. It looked like a horrible waste of time. And that's too bad, but that's the way it goes. That'll maybe cut back on the number of those horrible creature features that they've been making. People are getting tired of watching him. Chuck Curry, nobody ever gets tired of listening to him. He's here every day at this time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.